You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. To celebrate World Radio Day this year, I am going to bring you the voice of a woman who has inspired me profoundly.
I am Dr. Julia Msariri. I work at a mission hospital called St. Albert's in Centenary District of Zimbabwe.
My name is Linda Bordoni. In the 20 years I have been working here at Vatican Radio, I have had the privilege and the opportunity of giving voice to many special women involved in and committed to important and often life-changing projects. But Dr. Julia Msariri, I think, represents them all because of what she does, because of where she works, because of why she and her small staff do what they do.
We went out and taught people about AIDS, how it is contracted, what can be done for them, and we strongly informed them on the prevention of the disease. Now with the pregnant mothers, all pregnant mothers are being tested for the HIV virus. Those who are found to be positive, they are already given antiretroviral therapy for themselves and for the baby.
Can I ask you what percentage of mothers or pregnant women are found to be HIV positive?
The mothers who are found to be positive are 12%
of the
population. So from 25% we were in the past years to 12%, I think the work we have been doing has had results. And we hope we'll continue to have good results until we come to zero, because our aim is to come to zero.
The hospital Dr. Msariri runs is St. Albert's Mission Hospital in northern Zimbabwe. It nestles in the bush on the edge of the Zambezi Escarpment and serves people in the surrounding villages and those in the Zambezi Valley. Both areas continue to grow as people migrate from cities to the rural areas because of Zimbabwe's devastating economic and political crisis. The little hospital struggles to respond to all the needs of the community, but HIV/AIDS accounts for much of the work Dr. Msariri and her small staff struggle through every day. As she says, raising awareness, fighting the stigma, getting people tested, treating them, caring for them, and trying to set the foundations for the future of the children. Yes, because Dr. Msariri has seen huge results in the past 10 years in her efforts to halt the spread of the epidemic and give children a chance by doing something really simple, and that is prevent mother-to-child transmission of the virus.
Because treating a mother means giving a huge chance to the baby to be born without the HIV virus, am I correct?
Yes, that is very correct. But also the mothers should do exactly what the health worker would have told them. Because we have seen children, babies who may turn positive because the mother has either stopped taking the drugs herself or has stopped giving the baby her drugs, or because he has been breastfeeding and giving extra food in the first 6 months of life.
So there's a huge job to be done in teaching the mothers also how to bring up their children and how to prevent an evolution of the disease in this sense as well.
That is an ongoing program. Every time a mother comes to us, we go all over again, all the education we've given her when she was pregnant and when she delivered, when she comes back, every time she comes back, we go all over it again.
The bad news is what led me to interview Dr. Julia Msariri in the first place, and that is her funds are running out. She came to the radio whilst on a fundraising tour for her forgotten community. Because every time Dr. Julia is unable to provide an HIV-positive mother-to-be with antiretroviral drugs, another child with no future is born in Zimbabwe.
It's extremely difficult to work without resources, and especially when we deal with health and when we want to give quality care. what drives me to stay with my people is that they need me. I could easily stay in any developed country because I have the qualification. Most of my colleagues have done so. They are in United Kingdom, they are in America, in Australia, in the surrounding South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, and so on, because they get a better pay. But of course, they are right. They need also a comfortable life. But those people who have been got a dollar, they also need someone who looks after them. And as St. Paul says, the charity of Christ urges me to stay with these people. So I will continue to work with this community, which has nothing to give to me in return, but their smiles and their joy.
Thanks to Dr. Muzariri and her staff, the number of new infections among babies in her area has almost halved since St. Albert's HIV mother-to-child prevention program was launched in 2001. And yes, I agree, that's fantastic news. I'm Linda Bordoni.